Experience World Highlight League through the interactive WJAL fan portal. Head over to wjal.eprn.us. Experience all of the Battle Court and H2H Highlight competition from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. These spring and fall 2023 seasons are packed with head-to-head Highlight action. Tune in and listen in to scores and stats for your favorite team with the weekly WJAL Recap Podcast. Check out the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, Rabote Renegades, Dahada Devils, Cesta Cyclones, and the Wall Warriors at wjal.eprn.us.
America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another World Highlight League recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we have a good recap, great recap for you today. We have the scores and standings for the beginning of December 2023, the playoff match and the championship match are right around the corner. There's one regular season match coming up on Friday, this Friday, December 8th. That will be the last regular set of matches, but we're going to get right into the scores here. Let me just announce the sponsors. The sponsors for today's recap are World Highlight League, Claro KC, but of course, and we have Watch Highlight, watchhighlight.com, and also go ahead and check out Highlight World for all of the Battle Court action, Battle Court Highlight, and the Pelota games, along with BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. Go on ahead and go over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and check out the latest in business services and all you can get for your business locally and nationally. And we're moving into the international realm of services, so there'll be next season there'll probably be a quick announcement about the different B2B services that are international. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. This recap is also being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, and check out all of the podcasts on www.eprn.us. And let's go ahead and take a quick break right here, and I'll be right back with all the scores and the current standings heading into the last regular season match of 2023. Stay tuned in right here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Welcome back. We're right back here with World Highlight League Weekly Recap. And this is the recap for the matches played on Friday, December 1st, Monday, December 4th, and Tuesday, December 5th. And let's jump right into it. I'm the Consulting Guy, aka Garland L. McLaughlin. And we have for the first match on Friday, December 1st, the Robote Renegades versus the Wall Warriors. 6 matches were played. And in the first match, we have Gocieri and Ben of the Robote Renegades versus Nicholas and Julin of the Wall Warriors. Nicholas and Julin pull off the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Williams and Obia of the Robote Renegades versus Joseph and Correa. Joseph and Correa pull off the win in the second and third set 6-3 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Gonaga versus Julin, the singles match. And Gonaga of the Robote Renegades pulls off the win in straight sets 6-0 and 6-0. In the fourth match, which is also another singles match, well, it should have been, it was forfeit, and Gocieri versus Anaki was scheduled, and Gocieri is awarded the win. In the fifth match, we have Aratz versus Nicholas. Nicholas of the Wall Warriors pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gonaga and Ben versus Joseph and Correa. It came down to a doubles match, and Gonaga and Ben of the Rabote Renegades pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-4. And ultimately, the Wall Warriors wind up with 4 points, and the Rabote Renegades wind up with 3.5. So the Wall Warriors pull off the win, and the highlight for these sets of matches was Nicholas. He's another one of my main mans. And moving on to Monday, December 4th, we have the Cesta Cyclones versus the Rabote Renegades. 6 matches were played, and in the first match, we have Ikeda and Manny versus Gocciere and Ben. Gocciere and Ben pull off the win in split sets, 6-5 and 6-5 for the Rabote Renegades. And in the second match, we have Carballo and Jedin versus Williams and Obia. Carballo and Jedin of the Cesta Cyclones pull off the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Manu versus Gocciere. Gocciere, he pulls off the win for the Rabote Renegades in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Jedin and Manny versus Gonaga and Ben. And Gonaga and Ben pull off the win for the Rabote Renegades in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Bueno of the Cesta Cyclones versus Williams and Aratz. Ikeda and Bueno of the Cesta Cyclones, they pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-1. And in the sixth and final match of the evening for Monday, December 4th, we have a singles match, Carballo versus Gonaga of the Rabote Renegades. And Gonaga pulls off the win, 6-4 and 6-4 in split sets. And that gave the Rabote Renegades 5 points. And the Cesta Cyclones wind up with 3. And the highlight players of these matches were Ben, Gonaga, and Gocciere. And moving on to the final set of matches for Tuesday, December 5th. We have the Wall Warriors versus the Tejada Devils. 6 matches were played, and in the first match, we have Nicholas and Julian of the Wall Warriors versus Douglas and Ariando. And Nicholas and Julian pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Joseph and Correa versus CRB and Arta of the Tejada Devils. CRB and Arta, they pull off the win, 6-3 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Nicholas versus Jairo, singles match. And Jairo of the Tejada Devils pulls off the win, 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets. And moving on to the fourth match, we have Joseph and Julian versus CRB and Urbieta. CRB and Urbieta pull off the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Bradley of the Wall Warriors versus Jairo and Ariando. And this match was actually forfeited. And it's a doubles match. So Jairo and Ariando were awarded 1.5 points for the Tejada Devils. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Nicholas versus Douglas, a singles match, and Douglas pulls off the win for the Tejada Devils in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. And it all came down to Nicholas and Julian, they were the only ones to get 1.5 points for the Wall Warriors, and the Tejada Devils trounced the Wall Warriors 6.5 points to 1.5. And the highlight players of the matches were CRB and Jairo. And moving along here to the highlight, to highlight the standings here, we have on the leaderboard that are Roberto Renegades. They are in first place with 79 points. The Cesta Cyclones, they are in second place with 70 points. And the Dejada Devils are in third place with 62 points. The Lifestyle Miami Chargers are in fourth place with 51.5 points. And the Wall Warriors, they are in fifth place with 39.5 points. And let me go ahead and go on here to give you the final match of the season will be played on December 8th, and it will be the Dejada Devils versus the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, and that should be a good one. The Dejada Devils were on a roll for Tuesday night's matches, Tuesday, December 5th. So the last match that will be played for the regular season will be on December 8th. And moving on next week, we'll get into the playoffs. And the championship match will be played next Friday evening. That should be, give me one second. That will be Friday, December 15th, and that should be a good one. So we'll know who's playing who by next Friday for the championship, Friday, December 15th. And that will do it for this week, WJAL World Highlight League Recap. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.